The GI Bill's next evolution. VA promises a fully digital platform that puts veterans in the driver's seat. By Andy Prophet. Since 2021, VA has been working to streamline the GI Bill experience by creating and building out a digital platform, one that fits veterans' needs rather than forcing them to fit VA's needs. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough told the Student Veterans of America National Convention in January, "Changes are underway to replace a 50-year-old IT system that processes education payments, which McDonough said will make the GI Bill more efficient and modern than ever before. They will hold VA and our vendors more accountable to delivering for student veterans. They will improve automation, making it easier for you to apply for and receive your education benefits, benefits you've earned and so richly deserve. They will put you in the driver's seat so you can manage your own experience, quickly assessing your information and achieving your vocational and career goals, all on your time. Enhancements to the education benefits section at va.gov include a pre-filled service history that eliminates the need for veterans to enter their service histories manually, as well as same-day eligibility determination and a digital certificate of eligibility so they don't have to wait for one to arrive in the mail. According to VA, nearly 800,000 veterans are using the digital platform. The Digital GI Bill, DGIB, initiative also aims to improve the process for institutions and administrators. Last year's rollout of the Enrollment Manager system was expected to assist school officials in more quickly certifying students, ensuring timely and accurate benefit payments. As of March 14th, more than 5 million enrollment certifications from more than 15,700 schools had been submitted through the digital platform, according to VA. Another planned upgrade is an online benefits manager for new beneficiaries not covered by the post-9/11 GI Bill, expected sometime this winter. Other upgrades would help existing post-9/11 GI Bill beneficiaries. Legislators' concerns. The move toward digitizing the processing of veterans' education benefits hasn't been without critics. In December, Representative Mike Bost, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, wrote a letter to McDonough expressing concern over the project. "For reasons that VA officials and Accenture executives have never fully and candidly explained to Congress, the DGIB system has been stuck in a half-complete status throughout this year, while its error-ridden automation has often impeded, rather than helped, VA education system employees do their jobs," Bost wrote. Accenture Federal Services, a subsidiary of Accenture, was awarded a $453 million contract in 2021 to modernize and improve GI Bill claims. In his letter, Bost said the project has expended more than $750 million over the last 3 years, and VA and the MITRE Corporation have repeatedly delayed an updated lifecycle cost estimate. "We still do not know whether and by how much the project is set to exceed its high-end estimate of $2.38 billion. Sidebar: 80 years of the GI Bill. November 29, 1943. Armed with hundreds of case studies, American Legion National Commander Warren Atherton presents to Congress the woes of medically discharged veterans awaiting benefits, unable to get medical treatment and relying on family, charities, and Legion posts for any help they can get. December 1943, American Legion past National Commander Harry W. Comrie consolidates dozens of resolutions and measures into 10 key provisions that become the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, soon called the GI Bill of Rights. June 9th and 10th, 1944, the American Legion works feverishly to locate and deliver U.S. Representative John Gibson, who is at home in Douglas, Georgia, to Washington, where he casts the swing vote in a conference committee to break a 3-3 tie that moves the GI Bill to forward. If not for his vote, it would have died there. June 22, 1944. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, flanked by the American Legion Special Committee that drafted the bill, signs the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944. July 16, 1952. The Veterans Adjustment Act is signed into law as a readjustment benefits package for those who served during the Korean War. March 3, 1966. President Lyndon B. Johnson signs into law the Veterans Benefits Readjustment Act of 1966, the so-called Cold War Vietnam GI Bill that educates some 5.5 million Vietnam War veterans. October 28, 1984, the Montgomery GI Bill, a peacetime benefits package for veterans with expanded services for disabled veterans, is signed into law by President Ronald Reagan after persistent efforts from Representative Sonny Montgomery, Democrat, Mississippi, chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. June 30, 2008. President George W. Bush signs into law the Post-9/11 Veterans Educational Assistance Act of 2008, a GI Bill for a new generation of veterans. August 16, 2017. The Harry W. Comerey Veterans Educational Assistance Act of 2017, the Forever GI Bill, is signed into law by President Donald Trump. January 5, 2021, the Johnny Isaacson and David P. Rowe Veterans Health Care and Benefits Improvement Act of 2020 is signed into law, allowing GI Bill recipients the ability to verify their enrollment via text message in order to receive monthly housing allowance payments, a step forward in the digital GI Bill plan. October 4, 2021, Post-9/11 GI Bill claims processing moves to an online managed service, the first step in combining dozens of legacy systems into one. August 20, 2022, GI Bill applicants are able to receive a same-day education benefits eligibility decision. End of sidebar. Andy Prophet is assistant editor of media and communications for the American Legion.